company, always on the run, a destiny.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to tie up so that you don't just go through the ceiling.
That ain't no kidding. Well, it won't be the first time you tied me up, of course.
Oh, you know you like it when I tie you up.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Oh, boy. Yeah, sorry about that. I had to take a wee sip of Guinness here. But anything you wanted to get off your chest tonight, dear?
You know, I announced it to my company earlier. What was it? I think it was yesterday, early yesterday afternoon. SMA, ECW, Fred Starr and I have gotten together and we have been in talks with Mad Men. And RWO has bought out SMA, ECW. And we will... SMA ECW will be moving to RWO.
That's right, folks. I pulled an old Vince McMahon trick whenever he bought up the WCW and such like that. We went ahead and looked at some of the infrastructure that SMA had, like they saw all their tour buses and everything like that, and we're like, you know what? RWO is a stationary company, but we sure would like to go on doing some tours or something, maybe for the pay-per-views. So you know what? Let's buy them so we have all that infrastructure so we can put on a great show for all of our fans. So I got to, of course, with Slammy, and I was like, okay, here's I think it's going to be great for everybody. We get all the wrestlers from SMA over to RWO. We can wrestle in-house. We have this great arena here for RWO, for all the house shows and for the weekly shows. And then we'll use all the SMA stuff to go on the road with the pay-per-view. So, of course, Slammy and Fred Starr there, they talked it over for a couple of weeks or so. And they finally got back with me and said, you know what, that's a great idea. We're going to have one ginormous company under the RWO name. But don't worry, folks, the flavor of the Asylum and ECW will be in RWO. Right now, as it is, early Monday during the day, Fred Starr is going to host Terror Dome, which is going to be the RWO Extreme Division. It's basically going to be the ECW type stuff. There's blood and cage matches and fire and electricity, all that fun stuff that makes people want to grimace whenever they're seeing it. That's going to be the new Terror Dome brand. I know a lot of you old RWO folks remember that name from the Thursday night show. That's going to be Fred Starr's baby. Now Monday nights is going to be Slammy's Asylum. The company that Slammy made is very distinct, and we want to keep that flavor. And so she's going to take over the Monday night slot. And it's going to be not only your basic house television show, but also we're going to combine that with Slammy's Asylum Radio. And so we're going to have... we're also going to be doing that with Fred's show. Fred has his own radio show, as well as the Slammy's Asylum. Both Fred's show and Slammy's show will each have a radio title to be defended on those days. And now we go all the way to Thursdays. That's going to be my show. Mayhem has been the premier show for RWO for years. We're moving from Monday nights, because Monday is looking a little bit crowded now. We're moving from Monday down the week to Thursday. It's going to be Thursday night Mayhem with me as your host and general manager. And that show will also have a radio title to be defended every single week. And then, of course, we're going to have the house and the television show. And it's just going to be a great one. I just got a text message. We just finalized the contract with an old RWO fella. Used to be called Captain Charisma. Now he is Triple W. He has just signed on with RWO. There we go, folks. And the old timers are coming back. It's going to be great. We're going to have a great blend of the old with the new. We're going to have experienced fighters. We're going to have some of the newer fighters. We have three divisions with a monthly title that's going to be defended. We have the heavyweight that's being premiered mostly on the Thursday nights. We have the lightweights that are going to be on Slammy Show and representing Slammy Show at the pay-per-views. And then we have the Extreme Belt, which is going to be represented by Fred Show at the pay-per-view. So those are going to be the titles everybody's going to be wanting to fight for. And, of course, the Extreme Belt is going to be open weight. Anybody's eligible for that. The lightweight is for some of the lesser experienced wrestlers to try to fight for. And, of course, the heavyweight is where all the seasoned veterans are going to be slugging it out with each other. And, of course, if you feel like you need to slide down to the lightweights because you're getting your arse handed to you, just get with me, Slammy, or Fred, and we'll move you to the right division. And, of course, we're going to be looking at those lightweight folks. If you're just absolutely dominating and you just are outstanding, we'll throw you up into the heavyweights to try out, see how you work against them. So you're not stuck in any particular division for the rest of your career. There's upward and downward momentum. I know everybody has their bad weeks and everybody has their good weeks. We're going to take that into consideration, of course, but I think it's going to be a great company for everybody to be in. We're going to have a little bit of something for everybody. I did have a big announcement for tonight, but it doesn't seem like it's quite ready yet, so I can't go out and be saying anything that might be possible if it happens to fall through. So I don't want to promise something that I can't carry through, but it's looking good, folks. And as soon as I can say something, you know I will, either in the scene in RWO or live on the radio, something, because this is one thing I'm almost as excited about as all the shows. It's something that's going to revolutionize the wrestling industry. It really is. It's going to make Unstoppable just one of those fun places. It's going to be RWO. It's going to make RWO the company to be in. It really is. Whew. I need a wee bit of Guinness.
You want me to do my job?
Jump in, baby. You're going to be doing wonderful here.
Okay. If y'all want to call in tonight, the number is 646-478-0073. If you can't find your 00 button, take another shot, or two, or four. Or you can press 8. That would be 002. Or you can call 646-478-0073. And if you don't want to waste your anytime minutes, you scroll up to the top of the page. There's this handy-dandy blue button, and there's an S in it. The S does not stand for Slammy. It stands for Skype. And with that, I think I'm going to go ahead and bring on our first caller.
First blood, double kill, killing spree, triple kill, mega kill, ultra kill. Shit. Rampage.
Hello.
What up, what's up, what's up?
How are you, Pagey Poo?
Bitch, you gonna get stabbed?
Just like
your fiance will get stabbed if he starts bouncing around this goddamn studio. I am not in the mood to put up with hyper motherfuckers. And, by the way, that S does not stand for Superman, for all you keyboard heroes out there.
Yes, we don't need any keyboard heroes tonight.
They don't want to come into the studio if they're going to be keyboard heroes, because I'm in the mood to beat a bitch.
Well, that's why you have your intro. Because we all know that you're always in the mood to stab a bitch.
No, I'm not talking about stabbing a bitch. I'm talking about killing a bitch.
Ooh.
And I got a couple in mind.
Care to drop any names?
Oh, hell no. Just when you see me at graveyard tonight and I'm digging up plots of land, I'm going to be throwing bodies in there. Don't watch me. Because the less people know, the better.
Oh, and from what I have told, from what I have seen, I think. Where are you guys tonight, Doc? Because if I remember correctly,
I believe it's Bruce Lee.
Uh-huh, which I believe, I don't want to say this and be wrong. Okay, yes, at Bruce Lee's grave, and I believe that's in Seattle. Yes, they're going to be in Seattle, Washington tonight.
Oh, which means the ground will be nice, wet, and moist, because you know it always rains in Seattle.
Oh, of course. If y'all want to invite to RWO,
Hold up. On that note with RWO, I may not be there, but y'all two, if people don't start going and helping my future brother-in-law out, I'm going to start stabbing people. Just like if you guys don't join Graveyard or UAWF, I'm just going to start stabbing motherfuckers for this shit. Just saying.
And if you wanted invite to RWO so you don't get stabbed, either hit up myself, Fred Starr, or Mike Bad Bad Dale. We can all get you invites to RWO. I know
hey,
I have...
Hey, Fred, I'm not scared of you. Bring it, little brother, because you won't even be able to touch me before my katana hits your nuts.
Ouch.
Ow.
Mike, stop bouncing around the studio.
I'm sorry, dear. I just can't contain myself. No, I did see Sibley and Draven Bane there in the chat. You two, I hope I sent you invites to RWO if you want to join up. Because, of course, like I said, we are going to have the first ever radio RWO Radio Championship live right here on Demons, Diamonds, and Drunken Irishmen. And that's, of course, going to be later on tonight. But, of course, you do have to be an RWO to be eligible for that title. So I sent you invites. I know Sibley's in SMA, so, of course, I don't know if you got if you came in later on or not, but SMA got bought out by RWO Sibley, and so all the stuff comes over to RWO. So if you want to go ahead and accept that invite, because SMA, of course, we're going to be using all their stuff for our road shows and everything. So come on over. and we're going to have some great fun. I tell you what, it's going to be absolutely great. I'm super duper excited. I just can't contain myself. I really can't. It's but I also don't.
Hey, Mike.
What's that, Paige?
Thank you. You know what?
What's that?
Send me an invite to RWO, because there are a couple people in there that I wouldn't mind shanking.
You know, I'm on that right now.
All right. Thank you, man.
Would you like me to name who they are?
Go for it.
Because one of them happens to be related to you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. It's not who I think it is.
Well, that could be a couple of folks. Because both of my sons and my grandson are all here in RWO, so
I would not stab Judgy. I would not stab Judgy. Your son is trying to instigate. Thank you very much. So I'm going to go stab him.
Well, he is my son, so, I mean, he does have a very, it's in his genes. I'll just put it that way. It's in his genes to instigate because, well, I've been known to do a little instigating myself here and there. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm famous for it by any means, but I have done it here and there. It's maybe a wee bit mischievous. Who knows?
Plus I want a shot at that. I want first shot at that radio title.
Right on. Well, we'll definitely see what we can do, because I know you're a tough cookie, and it's gonna be a true honor to for whoever wins this title, because it is going to be the first ever radio title RWO has ever had there in all of our rich history. We, of course, okay, folks. Yeah, I know you've heard it before. We go all the way back to 1.0. We've been here for a long time. I was going back through the archives with watching all the shows, and I went back to one of our first shows in Unstoppable. It was like it was before even companies were out in Unstoppable. It was in June of 2010, and we were using the Facebook boards to continue the corporation because, of course, 1.0 shut down, and so we wanted to continue on. So I was watching the video of that. It's like, holy smoke, that brings me back. But, yeah, we have, in all of our rich history, we have never, ever had a live on-air radio championship, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, honey, I do have to ask you a question, as everybody is probably going to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Do we do contracts in RWO?
RWO, we do not do contracts. We feel that every wrestler should come and go as they choose. However, you can earn that money that you would normally get from a contract in our open challenge. We are going to start having paid open challenges starting tonight after the radio show. We are going to have probably, I mean, it's not going to be the most lucrative, because I've seen some of those scamming companies out there that are advertising like 10K open challenges. I'm sorry, folks, there's no way we can do that and stay afloat. But it's definitely going to be a decent number. It really is. And it's definitely going to be four figures, and it's going to be lucrative. So to make a short answer very long, of course, because that's what I do. No, we don't do contracts, but boy, we do open challenges, because we are a fighting company here. We love our trash talk, and we love our fighting. So get ready to fight, because there's going to be blood.
Oh, there's definitely going to be blood, because I just looked at the roster. There's seven people I want to stab.
That's great. This is going to make for some great TV, because, of course, course, unlike certain companies that I won't mention, WWE, we are not a PG company at all. I mean, we're not like rated X or anything like that. But we definitely like.
Wait! We are triple X, as long as there's a locked door and no cameras. Just saying. If you hear screaming coming from the office, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't want to open up and be like, is everybody okay? Oh, God, my eyes. I need to bleach
eyes. No, Dr. Payne, you don't need stab insurance. You're not one of the seven. But there are a couple. There is one in the chat, two maybe in the chat that are on that list.
Two? Care to drop any names?
No. Judgy, send me an invite.
Oh, Tanky, no contracts. Well, yeah, I, as a wrestler, like to be able to leave a company whenever I want to. And I like to earn my money. I really do. I want to feel that my paycheck, that I've earned that paycheck. And I put that same business acumen into RWO. For like the folks that just sit on those 10-week contracts and don't do anything in the companies, this is exactly what that's for. So I know that, and if you're not happy, you can get up and leave at any time. You don't have to be like, man, I'm not having any fun here. Fire me. So we don't have to go through all that rigmarole. But you will get paid. You'll get paid through those wonderful open contracts. And, of course, with the title shots, of course, are going to be very lucrative as well. As long as you earn said title shots. I know every GM does it differently. Me.
Oh, go ahead. When you get done, I got something I gotta say.
All right. Okay.
I just thought of something.
I appreciate you letting me talk on my own show. But of course, on Thursday Night Mayhem, I'm gonna reward not only those folks that achieve the greatness in the ring with winning, but I'm also going to reward those wrestlers that make it interesting for me with the storylines and the feuds. So get ready. Just like me, I love it when people run their mouths. I love it whenever you make it beautiful for me to be reading in the scenes and watching that video. I am gonna be rewarding those folks. Definitely. So like I said, each GM is gonna be doing it their own way. I'm just letting you know how mayhem's gonna be. So Pagey Poof, you got something to say?
Yes. Hey, Armadeus, you need to find a new ref for RAWF for the Trash Talk Ground Robins. John made the mistake of asking him to pat me down, and yeah, well, I stabbed him right between the eyes. He touched me, so I stabbed him. So you need a new ref.
Okay, then.
Draven Bane, a man after my own heart, loving that storyline. And Tink, I think I'm wearing you down. I really do think I'm wearing you down. You don't need stab insurance because we have a great medical staff here at RWO. RWO loves to take care of the wrestler. So if you do happen to get accidentally stabbed by a raging lunatic, then the RWO medical staff will be right there to patch you up. They'll stitch you right up there. There won't even be a scar. It'll be like
nothing.
I am nothing.
Not a raging lunatic.
I didn't say you were. I didn't say you were. I was doing one of those random anonymous things that not mentioning any names or anything like that. And so, I mean, like, if someone comes flying out of the rafters with a baseball bat and knocks you upside the head, that's going to be covered, too. It's going to be covered. They'll put an ice pack on there, get that bump down. They'll check you for concussion. They'll shine the light in your eye. It'll be great. You'll be fine. We have the best
John,
medical team.
No, you can't be on the medical staff. No. You like to give shots. and those shots like to put people to sleep. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I don't really think I should trust somebody named Dr. Payne to be put on the medical staff. I mean, I don't enjoy going to the doctor as it is, but if I went to the doctor, I'm going to the doctor for like a checkup or something like that, and I'm going up, I get out of the elevator, I'm like, I really don't want to be here anyway, and I go down the hallway, and I see I'm looking at the door, I'm like, there's a doctor's office.
Dad,
doctor,
you are so lucky I won't stab you.
Dr. Payne? Oh, why would I ever go see someone named Dr. Payne? So I'd probably just turn right back around, get in the elevator, and find somebody, another doctor. Just not go at all. Now, just like whenever I was growing up, there was this doctor in town. His name, I shite you not, folks. His name was Dr. Bonebreak. Seriously. And of course it was Brake, but it was like, come on, can't you like do something legally, like change your last name to like a Smith or something? Dr. Bonebreak, why would you ever do that? It's, oh boy. But anyway, I ramble on, but yeah, Dr. Payne, I appreciate the offer, but we have a fine medical staff as it is, so enjoy the wrestling and such.
Love, I did bring my medical staff over from SMA ECW.
Excellent, excellent. I'm sure they do a great job as well, and I'm sure they'll be swapping medical stories, and it'll be great. People, my wrestlers will be very well taken care of. They really will.
I even brought the electroshock doctor with me.
Oh boy, that sounds like fun.
I thought that was Dr. Payne.
Nope. I brought a special. Stop going through my closet, Doc. Damn. Yes, I brought my nurse costume with me. But damn.
That's for my size only.
Exactly.
Did you have something to say, Paige?
And yes, she does have her ball gag. I saw Mike put it in her mouth earlier. That was just frightening.
Did you have something to say, or did you say that, Paige? I can't remember.
I already said that.
Okay.
That's what got us on the rant of medical doctors, honey.
Oh yeah. I just about forgot. I was going on to other things, and then my brain was like, wait a minute, you might want to backtrack there, because I think you might have stepped on her toes and ran her right over or something like that. Of course, not like...
No, I was telling, all I had to do was tell Armadeus that he needs a new ref, because John decided to ask the ref to pat me down. And yeah, well, the ref got close to me and tried to touch me, and I stabbed him between the eyes.
Oh. Ew. Yeah. That sounds pretty gruesome.
I'm actually kind of glad that I was working at RWO today.
No kidding. I think the RAWF refs need to like wear like helmets and goggles and stuff. No, that's pretty rough. It is.
That's okay, because he didn't find the knife, so John's still not safe. Just saying.
Yeah. Y'all be careful of Pagey Poof.
No kidding. I definitely would not want to be on the wrong side of Paige. That'd just be bad.
And now Slammy and I are throwing an ice in the studio.
Yeesh! Hey! Whoa! Yeesh! That came close.
There was the soundboard. Slammy just threw a knife into it.
I have a hard enough time with that thing without a knife sticking out of it.
Sorry, babe.
Oh, right, yes. Ow!
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, boy.
I missed. There went the wall.
Susie's going to kill us.
Hey, computer monitor next.
I love you, babe.
What?
I'll stop costing you money. I'm sorry.
Susie's going to kill us. She really is.
Amadeus, are you sure? Because I'll stab you, too. You were on the list of seven from RWO.
Why would you want to stab Amadeus?
Because it sounds like fun.
But, okay. Just don't kill our whole roster, because then I'll have to go after you make you see the error of your ways.
I never said I was going to kill him. I just said I was going to stab him.
Well, stay away from the jugular and the really good veins, because we don't need them bleeding out.
Oh, you mean like the femoral artery in the leg, right in the thigh?
Yes. Please stay away from the femoral artery.
Well, there are going to be a couple of guys that are going to have their nuts hitting their legs, because I'm going to separate them. So when they walk, one's going to hit one side, one's going to hit the other.
Okay, guys, start wearing a cup.
No kidding. A cup? Hell, I'm going to be, like, putting, like, the Pope Mobile around my stuff there.
Just not going to get out of the Madman Mobile, are you?
No. I think I'll be doing everything from remote. Now, I do see a couple fresh faces in the chat. Strangleheart and Jonathan the ferocious grappler nailer. That kind of messed me up because I thought he was just the grappler. Both of you, I threw you both invites to RWO in case you wanted to join up and be eligible to be part of any of those radio titles that are coming up. This is the majority of the show sounds like is going to be all about RWO. And in case you missed it, we're reopening this great company that's been around since 1.0, and we're going to have some great fun with it. So if you want to be part of that, accept those invites, and we'll get you right in there, and yeah, everybody will start taking ours, and it's going to be great. I'm going to start Thursday Night Mayhem right after the radio show, so tune into that on your television sets, because it's going to be a great one. And those in the heavyweight division, you will be getting your matches tonight.
Oh, whoops. Sorry. And yes, I just said that in chat. Amadeus is threatening to put me against Lady P, and I told him to give me someone that has talent, not instead of the Bitch Nation head up Stallion's ass leader.
Oh, goodness. Oh, boy. Tell you what.
Hey. Folks. I'm sorry. The feud with Damnation and Eternity is long going. And it's
now,
going to stay long
going. I don't know if you've heard, though. Damnation has cut ties with Notorious. Damnation 100% left in NLW. They're no longer a part of Notorious. And they've also cut ties with that other group, that Chaos. They've cut ties with them as well. So Damnation is the true Damnation that I came up knowing and loving. So it's gonna be good times for Damnation again, and I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
If any of that comes over to RWO, that should be interesting.
Yes, it will. And it sounds like it's going to be a late night tonight.
It is indeed. Babe, I know you're looking at chat and stuff. If anybody's calling anybody out or anything like that, be sure to try to remember that. Because you know I won't. Even if I do see it. So if anybody, because of course, tonight's going to be the heavyweights going against each other. If there are any heavyweights in here, feel free to pick somebody out if you want, and I'll throw you in a match with them.
Well, love, Fred is calling out Paige. He wants her in the ring bad.
Oh, really? That would be awful fun. I'll have to see what I can do for tonight's show. Just remind me, because I'll be setting up the title card and everything. I have it all ready, but I do some last minute changes and be sure to remind me, because I know that's gonna escape right out my ears. That really is. But what happened?
Apparently, Lady P feels the same way about me. I don't give a fuck. She's just pissed because Morgan took the stable that they were riding the coattails of out of the Damnation's family. That's right. Eternity, when we were Damnation, we were the first Damnation stable to make Group 1. And they rode our fucking coattails because of it. She can kiss my goddamn ass, and I'll beat her ass in the fucking ring.
69 Sniper, have a great one, lass. Look forward to seeing you eventually whenever you get over to RWO. Because, of course, we always need more ladies that know how to kick ass just as well as any fella. I'll tell you what, it's 69 Sniper, she is a tough cookie. She really is. I've fought her a couple times, and she's one of those gals that you find yourself up against in a match card. And, of course, me being a big, tough fella, it's like, do I have to fight her? Because she's really tough. I really don't know. But yeah, we've had some great fights, and I look forward to seeing her in RWO eventually, because she said she'd be interested in those radio titles. So I look forward to that. And I'm thinking, I mean, the wheels are turning here. We have had a women's division in RWO before, so that'll be something I'll be thinking on. I really don't see any distinction between men wrestlers and female wrestlers, except, of course, the female wrestlers look a lot better. I don't know. I'll have to bounce that off of Slammy and Fred, see how they think about that.
I would hope that the female wrestlers look a lot better, but I'm hoping that you're not looking at the other ones instead of looking at me.
I'm not. I mean, I'm only looking at them as like talent in the ring. As wrestlers, not as any other kind of anything that could possibly be anything but a wrestler in the ring and stuff. I'm looking at it from a fan's point of view. I'm like thinking about what will fill the seats of the RWO arena here, and some good looking women. Wrestlers is a good one, and of course, I have the most beautiful woman wrestler already with you, Slammy.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I think that's why we're getting married. Mhm.
Well, had to have a wee bit of Guinness after that one. Oh, and I dribbled some on the soundboard. Oh, that's great.
Just don't hit it where the knife did.
Well, that's pretty much right where it went. And oh no, I'm hitting the keys and there's stuff happening in the chat because I'm wiping off the soundboard with the keyboard on it. Oh boy, that's great. That's good stuff. That's good radio right there, folks. Only on live radio do you see Guinness spilled on the soundboard and knives sticking out of it and stuff like that. That's good stuff.
No, it's only where Paige and I are. Tell you the truth.
Oh boy. I'm looking at, and since of course I'm wiping off the soundboard, and I'm looking at the chat, seeing boobies and stuff like that. Sibley. And Tank Girl are the ones putting the boobies in there. I'm like, okay, who's putting it up there? And it's two of the female wrestlers. I was like, okay, that's okay.
Well, at least they're not putting boobies up.
Oh.
I mean, do you really want to see moobs?
No. No, I think I'll go ahead and pass on that one.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
I would rather see boobies than moves, so.
I guess so. There's a new face. A couple new faces. There's Chris Marceau, welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to chat, fella. And the Shakers production, that's either going to be Papa or Minifee, one of the two. But
it could be any of the people on their station, though, too, honey.
Oh, true. That's true. Might be Lady Perfection or something like that. But all three of them are in RWO. So whoever you are, welcome.
I see that
Demons.
We have a guest, too.
Demons, Diamonds, and the Drunken Irishman.
And, don't reattach your balls and sign in.
Chris Marceau, is that your wrestler name? I'm just kind of wondering. I don't know if anybody's ever seen him before.
The name is new to me. If you could tell us who your wrestler is.
Let's spit that out the right way, Slammy.
If you could tell us who your wrestler is, that would be awesome.
Maxwell
who?
I think it's just Maxwell. I believe I know that fella.
Maxwell who?
Just Maxwell, I believe, if I recall correctly.
Well, he can keep saying step it up, step it up. Come into RWO and come at us. Tell you that right now.
And to get to them, you got to go through me first. Sorry. And don't let anybody near the GMs, CEOs, or whatever. First, you got to go through me. And if you're going to try to come through me, then we're doing it my way, which is hardcore.
Well, I believe that if I find the right Maxwell, I sent you an invite to RWO if you ever want to fight in RWO and be eligible for these radio fights that are going to happen.
Judgy, put your shotgun down.
Yeah, that's the last thing we need. We already have knives and Guinness in the soundboard. We don't need any shotgun shells or anything like that. Susie's gonna kill me. She really is. She's gonna be like, "Madman, you're gonna be paying for a brand new soundboard because there's stuff all over it and there's projectiles sticking out of it. It's just not going to be fun meeting folks. It really isn't. But Lord Amadeus, keep your blonde wig on. We'll be doing a radio championship here pretty soon. We're not even halfway through the show. I'm liking for people to at least hear what we're all about and everything before we have. The radio championship and such. But, however, I do want to hear a song. Anyone else want to hear a song?
I would love to hear a song, as you know, it is, you know, time for a Guinness break, as I'm noticing. And you know, there's something I need to talk to you about in the office.
All right, give me just one second. Let me. I don't know if I can work this. Okay, I'm working it just fine here with the whole Guinness. Okay, we're going to have a quick song, folks, and we're going to be back afterwards, maybe looking forward to a championship shot after the song. We'll see what happens. You're listening to Demons, Dimes, and Drunken Irishmen. Enjoy.
Redfoot.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. See? That's what happens whenever you stab the soundboard. See? Things like that happen.
Well, you know, I Paige looked at me and I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, what's going on with this?
Well, there's sharp objects protruding from the soundboard. What am I supposed to be doing? Anyways, as I was saying, that was Through the Fire and Flames by Dragon Force. Nothing better than a little Dragon Force, a little hard guitar action to get the old blood flowing, to get you all pumped up for some wrestling. Ah, but I think before we were doing the song, I think people were clamoring for maybe a radio championship.
Yes. Have we decided how we were going to do that?
I don't know. What's a fair way to decide? Because of course, it's open weight. So I didn't know if like the first people to say that they wanted in. Maybe I should just go ahead and ask. I'm actually sitting down here at the soundboard, folks, so I can actually see the chat. Go ahead and put in the chat if you're interested in a shot at the very first RWO Radio Championship to ever be gone for live on the air. Now, this is going to be my radio champion. So you're going for the RWO Mayhem Radio Championship. So in the chat, let me know. So Paige,
Wait, is, hold on, is Freak in, Freak Icon is asking for an invite?
Go ahead and invite him, dear, if you would. You'll be a lot faster than I am.
Yes, love.
Okay, so, I'm making my list and checking it twice. I have Pagey Poof is interested.
Mike, you're sitting still. I will stab your ass.
You know what? If you stab me, that automatically disqualifies you from any championships tonight. How about that?
Lucky bitch. I'll get you Monday.
All right,
Freak. Your invite has been sent.
Look at this, dear. I even put Pagey Poof on the list here. There's Pagey Poof. And Doc Payne said to go ahead and just hand him the title. Nah, sorry, Doc. You're actually going to fight for it if you're interested.
Why don't you throw me into that list?
Okay.
Since I'm not the GM of that division, why don't you throw me in?
Slammy, Pagey Poof, Doc Payne, Slammy. Okay, we're getting a good list here. Was there someone else?
Once Freak joins, I know he wants a shot.
Freak Icon? Of course.
Put me and Freak against each other. That'll be a hell of a match.
I'm also going to have to put Freak into the radio show division in order for him to do it. And Lady P?
I can do that right now, honey.
Lady Purr is wanting the shot at it.
Mayhem, right?
Mayhem, yes. It's for the... All right, folks, last call if you're interested in the radio championship.
And Maxwell has joined as well.
Maxwell? Okay.
Sidley.
Maxwell. Sibley. Oop, I put Maxwell Sibley. That's not a real person.
Judgy.
Judgy. Good gravy. Everybody wants a piece of this. It's...
I know, right?
Ah, man. If only I could. I wish I could put all these people in the match. That'd be great. Let's see. So,
well,
Maxwell.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could do a quick tournament.
That's true. Ah, see, that's why I keep you around, baby. This is exactly... Oh, man. You're truly an idea genius. You really are. And, it can be the first ever RWO Championship, Radio Championship Tournament. Oh, boy. It's going to be fun.
And that can determine the first holder of the RWO Mayhem Radio title.
Whew, this is going to be great.
Would you like me to set that up, love?
Sure, baby. You will be a lot faster because you do. So let's see. How many people we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have a perfect... 8 as well, because I didn't see... Yeah, Maxwell, I got you. Sibley, I got you.
Well, how about this? As soon as I make the... if I can spell right today. I will put the link in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever is interested can go sign up for the tournament.
Okay, can't you just put them in the tournament? Because we have a perfect 8.
I guess.
Yeah.
Send me the list of names.
All right. I have it all written down here. Hopefully you'll be able to read my handwriting here. There we go.
Okay. Give me just a minute. What is the champion going to get for coins?
the champion is not only going to get the first ever RWO Radio Championship, but what do you say? Let's see, we're going to have for open coins. I'm thinking, what do we think about 10,000 coins? 10,000 coins to the new champion. Does that
Sounds pretty fair to me.
I like that. 10,000 coins to the new champion.
All right, runner-up.
There we go.
You want the runner-up to get anything?
Runner-up. Oh, sure. Runner-up. Runner-up gets 2,500 coins. 2,500 coins for being the first loser. Because, of course, there is no such thing as second place in wrestling. You're just the first loser.
Okay. And I think the tournament engine fixed?
Lordy, I hope so. Well, we're going to have to dust that puppy off. It hasn't been used for a wee bit, so that we'll dust it off.
Okay. I'm going to create this. And
Lady Parr says, yes, tournaments are fixed, so yay!
Okay, I will start adding people to the tournament. Oh, shit, I forgot to set the time.
Oh, shit! Yes, I just went there.
So, I made a mistake. I set it for 7 days instead of 5 minutes. So, make sure that you don't make your whole match last the whole 7 days.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be keeping an eye on this, and there will be a radio champion by the end of this show. There won't be any fiddle farting around. Just get in there and start whooping up on that tournament, because I want to introduce the first RWO radio champion live on the air here. So I'll be keeping an eye on that. You're gonna be immortalized on this radio show forever. They're gonna be putting this on the iTunes thingy that people can download onto their iPods and listen to it while their girlfriend or their fiancés and sister, future sister-in-laws drags them to movies they don't want to watch, and you're gonna be immortalized forever. People will listen to this and they'll be like, you know what? This is where the first RWO radio champion was crowned. This night, August 1st, 2013, this was the start, the restart of RWO. This is the start of a new generation. A whole new breed of wrestler was born on this day. And so you're going to be the first champion and a long line of champions, so you're gonna be right up there. You're gonna be famous. You're gonna be super famous, and I look forward to announcing your name live on the radio show.
And I am still working on getting everybody added. Is there anybody else before I start the tournament? And I can't see the chat, so if there is, you'll have to tell me. Nobody else? So we have Paige, Dr. Payne, Freak Icon, Lady Perfection, Maxwell, Sibley, Judgment, and myself. Is that correct?
That is it, baby. That is it. Oh, boy, I can't wait for this.
All right. I am starting it now. Please make sure, like I said, don't make it last the 7 days. Please, I messed up. It's my goof. So please don't make it last the 7 days. We would like to crown the winner tonight.
Tonight. Tonight. You'll be immortalized.
And I can give you, I can tell you exactly who's going against who. Lady Perfection is going against Sibley.
Mm-hmm. That'll be.
I am going against Judgment.
Woohoo!
Evil Angel Page is going against Maxwell. And Dr. Payne is going against Freak Icon.
Oh boy, those sound like great matches. I'm keeping my eye on every single one of them. It's, oh boy, I'm excited.
I am too. But, you know, Judgment is our grandson. So I feel bad putting a hurting on him.
It's okay. We are all, we're a wrestling family around here. We are used to bruises and cuts and scrapes. So I mean, come on, darling, do your best. I would love to say our first RWO radio champion, Slam It.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen, but we can try.
You never know. We're going to be watching it. Yeah, I'm excited about this. This is history, folks. Yeah, for those of you listening 2033, 20 years down the road here, this is true history. And by the way, by then everyone will be reading about me in the history books as the voice of Unstoppable. I am Mike Madmandale, and you're listening to History Unfold, folks. As RWO is about to crown its first radio champion, these 8 brave contestants stepping into the ring, fighting each other for this great honor that's about to be I can't even talk. I'm that excited. They're about to be bestowed upon them. Ah, boy. I'm so excited.
I can tell you're excited. And yes, I have one of those wireless headsets on for being in the ring. So.
Yeah, don't damage that, because with everything we've done here tonight to the studio, I really don't want to have to pay for one of those as well.
Sweetheart, these are from the SMA or the Slammies Asylum Studio.
Oh, so we own those already then?
Yes, we do own those already.
Well, that's good. That's great. Yeah, now folks, this will probably be the only time we have a tournament, because I love calling matches. So from now on, unless there's something special going on, we're gonna have live on air. We're gonna be calling these matches. In fact, if I can catch it, I'll call live the championship match at the end of the tournament if I can manage to catch it in time here. But hopefully we'll be posting in chat. The winner will post in chat of each match. I'm sure they'll want to rub it in.
And I'm watching all the matches as well as being in the ring. So, gotta definitely keep an eye on that. Looks like Max and Page are doing it hardcore style.
That's great. Oh boy. Judgy McGrandson, he's throwing Skittles all over the ring. Don't slip on him, dear. I don't want you twisting your ankle or anything like that.
Oh, I won't slip on him.
here. I'm in the booth here. I'm flipping through the different monitor channels, see, trying to get everybody. Looks like Max. Oh, you said you wanted to do a fight. Do it hardcore. I think Paige was looking for a non-defense match, but Max will actually kind of, no pun intended, folks, stabbed her in the back by using little defense at the end of his last move there. So that's an interesting match right there. And check in.
It's okay, because you know what? He wants to play that way. Guess what? Two can play that fucking game. Come on, bitch boy.
Doc Payne and Freak Icon. It's down to the wire. Doc Payne. Oh, he hit him with a backbreaker. The fans are chanting for Dr. Payne, Dr. Payne, and he gets the pin. 1, 2, 3, Freak Icon has been eliminated, and Dr. Payne moves on to the second round, the semifinals of this championship title tournament. Lady Perfection has beat Sibley. That was a great match as well, as she moves on. Lady Perfection moves on to face Slammy. And then, of course, we have Paige and Maxwell. It's not looking too good for the newest two members here. They're beating each other up real well. And Maxwell just got pinned by Evil Angel Paige. Evil Angel Paige has gone on to the semifinals, where she is going to face Dr. Payne.
Let's Paige, do this, Payne.
Paige versus Payne. And then we have Lady Perfection versus Slamette. Lady Perfection, one of my closest friends in all of Unstoppable. We've done many things. Oh, boy. Versus, of course, my fiance.
I'll do what I can.
I don't know who to root for in this one. But I have Per on one side. She's my great friend. And then I have my girl right there on the other side. I know, of course, Slammy, I'm going to have to go home too. So I'm leaning towards that side. No, she doesn't put me in the doghouse. She puts me in the garage, and it's
without the keys to the car.
Exactly, without the keys to the car. It's a terrible thing to behold. But the semifinals, Perfection and Slamet, and Evil Angel Page and Doc Payne, and it's gone right down the first seed through the fourth seed. So that's interesting. And Evil Angel Page is starting off the match versus Doc Payne, and she fails on a side headlock, and Doc Payne is showing her exactly how to do that side headlock there. Look at that. He nearly twists her head off there. These are some great matches, folks. Lady P and Slammy. Oh, some fella, he's not even in RWO, Dakota, has invaded the ring and is cheering on Lady Perfection. What's he doing here? RWO, okay. Security, this is Madman. Get that Dakota fella out of here. He doesn't need to be in here. I don't know who that guy is.
I think he's one of Purr's little damnation boys.
He might be. Yeah, Lady Purr shouted into the camera, always go with your woman, Madman. So I guess I will be cheering on Slammy. Go Slammy. You do it, dear. I bet you. Ooh, that would be an interesting match if Slammy and Paige got into the tournament final. That would be a great one.
We do a hardcore style and show people how it's done.
That's right. We are all hardcore.
Or if Lady P happens to pull off the upset, they've been trash-talking each other earlier in the evening, Perfection versus Paige, that would be a rough one. Or if Payne pulls it off versus Paige, old friends, Payne versus Perfection. I know it's been done many times, but it's never been done for an RWO title. That would be a great one.
What if it was me versus Payne?
You versus Payne. That would be a great
Stalker
one.
Stalker and Slammy in reverse. Yeah.
You versus Pain, that would be a good one. Pain, of course, I've had some big history with. Yeah, you know what.
Sorry, Doc.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! Ah, that was bad. I went down there. Ah, I threw somebody down there to cheer on. That's it. I'm firing that peon. That peon was supposed to be helping Slammy, and he freaking threw the chair right to Lady P, and she nailed Slammy with it. And of course, the ref was distracted, but because the peon did his job well, he just threw the chair to the wrong person. Ah, that fella's so fired. So fired. Ah, boy. Yeah, it's hard to find good help these days, folks. It really is. And Paige puts the 1-2-3 down on Doc Payne. So Paige awaits the winner of the Slammy and Perfection match. Oh, good gravy. Lady P is really taking it to Slammat. This is going to be a tough one for Slammy to come back from. She's looking pretty beat, especially after that chair shot. Oh, I'm going to have to tell that ref to stop being so distracted by these peons I send down. I know it was kind of my own fault, but, oh, goodness, I am... Oh, boy, I think I'm going to be sleeping in the garage tonight after all. Oh, dear. Oh, boy. Lady Perfection has just pinned Slammet 1-2-3. So, for the championship title, we have Lady Perfection representing Damnation versus the Evil Angel, Paige.
Representing Eternity.
Eternity.
Eternity Enterprises, thank you very much. So, are we calling this match there, love?
We will indeed. How about I'll take Lady Perfection and you can take your sister?
Sounds good to me.
All righty.
And for all you nasty-minded people out there, not that way. She's not taking her sister that way.
Oh, no. That, no.
Ew.
No. Ew. No. Not, that's my sister.
So, guaranteed. Ew. The new RWO Mayhem Radio Champion will be a female. So those of you who thought female wrestlers couldn't hack it, well, guess what? Our very first champion in RWO during the grand reopening is going to be a gal.
Well, you know, it won't be the first time that I've been the first female champion somewhere.
And Lady P... She throws Paige to the ground with a hip toss, going back to the basics. And then Paige just slipped right out of that headlock.
But then Paige got her with a backhand chop, went back to basics with the hip toss. Looks like Lady P was hurting after that hip toss, then went into side headlock, and then a backbreaker, a brain buster, and then took a defensive stance.
Lady P's screaming at Paige. She said, "That's awesome. You shaved your chest just for this match." Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
She puts her into a side headlock. I think she hit her in the face there. And then slammed her back with a backbreaker. And she went to go for a powerbomb, but Paige just slipped right out of the lock.
Well, you know Paige is a slippery because she uses some baby oil before she gets in the ring.
Oh, now that's just foul play right there. It really is.
Oh, she and Paige is screaming back, "Sorry, I don't have to shave my chest like you do." Or does Strife shave your back and chest for
boy.
You? Ooh. Oh. And then she went for a backhand chop, a hip toss, a side headlock, a backbreaker, a brain buster, and then step back for defensive position.
Lady P is staggering. After that last brain buster, she was kind of on the ropes there. The ref was checking her out just to make sure she'll be able to compete in the match still. And per being the tough competitor she is, she just kind of pushed the ref off. She nodded, said she was going to be able to handle this just fine. Oh, boy. Poor. I feel sorry for Lady P. She's not looking too hot, folks. I'm thinking Paige is going to be able to pull this off. I think Paige is going to be the first RWO Mayhem Radio Champion.
Maybe. But don't count her out just yet. She may have a few tricks up her sleeve.
Oh, dear. My grandson's running down to the ring, and he threw a candy cane in there. And Lady P replies back to Paige. She says, really, got nothing original. Just some girly tips. Use the good hair dye. That red crap runs when you sweat like a pig. Oh, boy. And then she tried to nail Paige right in the face with a headbutt, but Paige, well, you know your sister, dear. She has a very hard head, and she just shook that off.
Yeah, well, she does that quite often, because I swear to God. And she says she doesn't have a dye job. Hit Purr with a backhand chop, a hip toss, side headlock, backbreaker, brain buster, and then step back for another defensive position.
I'm gonna remind me. I'm gonna have to ask B-Man if the carpet matches the drapes, cause,
and why would that matter?
Well, because I'm kind of interested.
And why would that matter?
If it is a dye job, I personally kind of think it is. I think Purr has it, but Purr. She's trying.
Damn! Somebody got fucking scared and ran like the little bitch she was.
The ref disqualifies her. She was going for the old Three Stooges, two fingers to the eye, and the ref caught her. And she was DQ'd. Lady Perfection, she got thrown out of the ring by the ref. The bell rings, and our new RWO Mayhem Radio Champion, Jerrica, the Evil Angel, Paige.
You know, I'm only going to say it once. Eternity Enterprises over Damnation, any day, every day, all day. Sorry, I'm just that much fucking better.
Love, have you looked at the soundboard? We have.
Oh, we have a caller. Sorry about that. We were in the middle of calling the match, and we
before
have a
you,
caller.
Hold on. Before you bring the caller on, that makes two companies that I have become the first female champ of. Part of it goes back to my rookie days over in CSI, where I became the first female to hold a title other than the Diva belt. By holding the rookie title, which I never lost and ended up leveling out of, and now RWO. History repeats itself much? Oh, no, it's not history repeating itself. It's just because I'm that damn good.
Would you like me to bring the caller on?
Go ahead, my dear. Bring in this caller.
If the soundboard will let me. Hello, caller. You are on the air. And I bring him on, he drops. Feel free to call back in. We have 31 minutes left on the air. If you need the call numbers are 646-478-0073. Or you can take another shot if you can't find the 00 button. Or you can hit the 8 button. And if that doesn't work, 646-478-0073. Or you can scroll all the way up to the top of the page. There's this pretty blue button with an S in it. Doesn't stand for Slammy. It stands for Skype.
Nor does it stand for Superman Strangle Cock. For all you little keyboard fucking heroes out there.
And if you want, that will bring you right into the studio with us. Um, Are we going to have an after party tonight, Madman?
I would love to have an after party. I really would, but I need to get down to the arena and start up the show, the actual Thursday night mayhem show. And of course, I'll be taking you along with me, because it's been a long time, folks, since I've been a general manager, and I'll have Slammy right there next to me to make sure I don't do anything absolutely terrible. So unfortunately, this week we won't have an after party, but maybe next week. Depends on how well this show goes. If I just get right back in there, get back in the saddle, and have no issues, more than likely next week we'll have an after party. But right now, tonight, I'm going to be focused on that show, because it is going to be the first show in RWO for a very long time, and I want it to be great.
Yes, and I definitely will do whatever I can to help you, since I have been a GM in a few places, and I have run a couple of companies, so I will do whatever I can to help.
I certainly appreciate that, babe.
Oh, it's no problem, baby.
I'm still getting over this match here. I thought that was a very great match between Perfection and Paige.
It really was, and you know, I was trying to cheer on Paige, but trying to stay impartial, as you know, it is, you know, being a GM in a company, you've got to stay impartial. I've been trying to stay impartial, so. But I was trying to cheer on Paige as well.
Oh boy, yeah, Jonathan Naylor, it'd be great to have you in RWO as well. I know you and I have had some interesting words back and forth, but you really are a great wrestler. I'd love to have you over in RWO. So I think I sent you an invite, so grab that up if you want to join. But that title match, that's what we're looking for in RWO. We're looking for some talk. We're looking for some great action. And if you're kind of newer to things, we have a lightweight division that we're going to have some of the newer folks in to maybe kind of learn the ropes. And Slammy, my dear, you'll be over that division, so you'll kind of help mold those younger wrestlers. And but yeah, I'm looking forward to this. The heavyweights who go on tonight, of course, are the more veteran. I'm looking forward to some of the fights that are going to happen with the heavyweights. It's going to be real fun. It really is.
Well, and I've got a lot of plans for the lightweight division. For those of you that are not sure about the whole how to trash talk thing, I can help you out with that a little bit. And if you need a mentor, come see me, or I can set you up with somebody that can mentor you. I'm good at doing that. So if you're new to things, hit me up. I'll see what I can do to help you out.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to ask any questions. I'm a firm believer, and there's no such thing as a stupid question. Unless you are in fact stupid, but anyways, if you want to help yourself grow and everything, get with me or Slammy. We'll help you out. Because I mean, Everyone knows me. I love talking. I love talking shite. I really do. It's a pure talent for me. It really is. I can't get them to shut up. I'm one of the best ones in the world. I will talk you down. I will make you feel like you're whale shite down on the bottom of the ocean. And then I'll take you into the ring, and then I'll slam you around a wee bit and get you down for the 1, 2, 3. But you know what? I will help you. I will help you out. If you're not quite secure in talking and everything, I will take you under my wing, and if I can't, I will pair you up with somebody who can, because we have some great wrestlers in RWO. We really do, and I am looking absolutely forward to getting everything started up tonight. We are going to have some fun. It's going to be great. I look forward to every week. We're going to have not one, not two, but 3 radio shows that RWO is going to be on. I mean, I know there are companies that have whole radio channels dedicated to them, but we have, I believe that we're across 2 networks now. I don't think Fred's show is on Back to Basics. I think it's on a different channel, isn't it?
Love. The show with Fred Starr, Draven Fain, and BL Goldman is on, or BL Gold, whatever his name is. Sorry if I got your name wrong. I'm sorry, but that show is on the CSWS network.
That's right. Yes. He told me that just last night. I forgot about that.
In our meeting last night, that's what he said.
That's right. And CSWF, of course, company I wrestle for, Swamp Dog, is one of my very good friends. And RWO is proud to be not only one of the premier companies in Back to Basics, but a proud partner of the CSWF network as well. So if you want to check that out, feel free, because we like to be on the radio. We like to be out there advertising ourselves. We want to be...
That's just because you like to run your mouth, Mike.
I can't even get him to shut up in bed.
Well, that's bad.
What can I say? I love hearing myself talk, and I know you love hearing me talk. I know everybody loves hearing me talk.
Yes, okay. I love your accent. I do. I do, baby, but in bed, that's not the time to talk.
Oh, you love
you
the
should
bill
be doing
talk.
Other thing. You should be doing other things with your mouth, and talking is not the one of them. Just saying.
Oh, well, no, he does that, too. Just saying.
I don't think Paige was really looking for like, a detailed explanation of that, my dear.
No.
But anyway, RWO loves to be on the radio. RWO loves to be the premier company in Unstoppable, and we look forward to entertaining the fans. We look forward to entertaining our fellow wrestlers. I'm looking forward to being up there as the proud owner of RWO. I'm looking forward to being recognized as one of the top owners, not because of anything I have done, but because of all of you wrestlers. All of you wrestlers are what makes RWO the great company it is. I know we don't have big numbers. I know we're not 500, 700, whatever.
Oh, God.
Right. I know our number might look a wee bit small compared to these quote-unquote powerhouse companies, but you know what? We have quality. We have quality wrestlers. We have talkers. We have fighters. We have talking fighters. We have, I think, the best roster in all of Unstoppable. I I would gladly put up a team of RWO against any team any company can put up. And you know what? That has been done, actually. I know this is a pony-free zone, but back in the day, NLW was running its mouth saying it was the premier company in Unstoppable, right? So the sister company of RWO back in the day, WFW, stepped up and said, you know what? Us and RWO will take on that challenge. The combined rosters will take a team of combined wrestlers, half RWO, half WFW, and put it against the best NLW can come up with. And you know what? Guess who won that little battle there?
Who's that?
That was RWO and WFW. We wiped the floor with them. It was like 12 wrestlers, and we ended up winning. It was like 8-4. It wasn't even close. I mean, we beat the pants off them, and then of course, My Little Pony was all making all kinds of excuses. It was hilarious to watch. It really was. And then Relic Reed was the owner of WFW back then, and I was, of course, the owner of RWO. And we were just sitting back. We were like, we told you so. We are the best. There is the best there ever will be. And RWO, now that we're back, we're looking forward to bringing that fine tradition of fighting, that fine tradition of talking, that fine tradition of being the premier company in Unstoppable. We're going to have awesome artwork on our page. We're not going to be splatting it out like some sort of combination hybrid between Las Vegas and a clown show. It's not going to be, you're not going to have to worry about having a seizure on our page because of all the bright lights and glittery stuff. It's going to be relatively simple. It's going to be down to where you can easily navigate it. We're going to have our sister companies down there on the bottom. And, of course, I'm also going to mention our corporate sponsor, Anonymous Studios, who also happened to design our belts for us. You see, the first belt that was delivered was the RWO heavyweight belt. It is absolutely beautiful. I had it, of course, and I have held the RWO heavyweight belt before, so I had it encrusted with the emeralds there. It's a beautiful belt. It really is. But we look forward to Anonymous Studios getting us all of our belts, and of course they're also open for business. I believe right now they're doing some belts for WPW, if I recall correctly, one of Canadian Forcers companies, and they're doing great work for them. So as soon as they're done with WPW, they'll be open for business to help sell some of their belts to other companies. But RWO is we are actually sponsored by Anonymous Studios, and so we get all of our belts from them, and it's a great partnership because we put Anonymous Studios out there for everybody to see, and everybody's like, oh, RWO, where'd you get those titles? And I'm like, you know what? Head over here to Anonymous Studios. They are the ones that are putting these great belts up, and people are just going over there and giving business to Anonymous Studios. And it's a great partnership. It works out for great both of us. We get great belts. Anonymous Studios gets all of this airtime that RWO has on the radios and then the news feed and everything like that. I'm getting hoarse from all this talking about, but I'm so excited about RWO finally coming back to achieve the pinnacle of companyhood in Wrestler Unstoppable.
And you know what, Les? I am so glad that I am able to share this with you.
I'm glad you're here with me too, babe. I really am, and I'm glad all of these wrestlers are here. All of our listeners, all the people in the chat, the wrestlers that have signed on to wrestle for us. I thank each and every single one of you for making this possible. You are the ones that give me focus. You are the ones that I'm out here trying to entertain, and I thank every single one of you for the opportunity to do this. Sorry, I'm getting a wee bit choked up.
You know, love, I know you. I know how much you love me, and I know how much you love RWO. So, I do have a little bit of a idea for you.
Go for it, babe. You are here to whisper all those wonderful ideas in my ear here.
Well, since we have been talking wedding details and we're not sure where we're going to get married yet, why not do it in the RWO arena?
That is a great idea. It really is. I mean, it's not like the gardens or anything that I'm sure that you would love to be married by and everything like that, would like the fountains and stuff like that. But
well, I thought, you know, let's mix the two things that you love the most, me and RWO.
That, my dear, is a great idea. We will get the arena prettied up. We'll get it shining. We'll have the whole ballroom type thing and ice sculptures and there will be tons of room for the guests because the RWO arena we can fit 70,000 people in this in the place. So it have plenty of room. Oh boy, this is probably the greatest idea you've ever had, my dear.
Well, you know, I try. I definitely try. I mean, I have my smart moments, but I know that I definitely have some blonde moments.
And I love each and every one of them.
Yeah, they definitely catch people off guard. I know they catch Truth off guard a lot, and Judgment, because, well, yeah, we'll not go into that, but I've known Judgment for a while, and he has definitely got a, woo, what the hell is going on in the chat here?
Well, I don't know. You,
your grandson just told somebody to suck a dick and grow the fuck up. I think I missed something somewhere. Oh, I think I know exactly who they're talking to. And, okay, to be politically correct, his name is Strangleheart, I believe, is who they're talking about. I'm not sure. Grappler says Strangleheart is shooting off his mouth. So that looks like, if we could agree to get them both in the ring, why not get Judgment and Strangleheart in a match?
I can definitely do that. I know Judgment is already in RWO, and I know earlier today I threw Strangleheart an invite. So, Strangleheart, if you're wanting to fight Judgy there in the middle of the ring, I can put that as one of the featured matches tonight on Mayhem. So if you want to do that, accept that accept that invite to RWO and be part of the premier company in Unstoppable, and you and Judgment can face off man to man with words and with strikes and with holds. So.
Well, is Judgment down for it? Is Judgment down for that kind of match? Because I don't want to overstep my bounds or anything.
He's my grandson. Of course he'll be up for a fight against Dringleheart. The Dales are a proud family of fighters. We not only can we run our mouths, but we'll get right there in that ring, and we'll just cover you in dirt. We really will.
Well, and I could put an interesting stipulation on it too. I could definitely do that. And if Judgment knows me at all, which I think he does, it would be definitely be a stipulation that he would enjoy.
Now, of course, both wrestlers would have to agree to the stipulation. I don't want to be all like, oh, this is something great for George, but it's terrible for Stringerheart. I want everything to be fair. I mean, I know everybody has their favorites and everything, but I like everything to be fair in here in RWO.
Well, I'm trying not to play favorites, but since Judgment is going to be my grandson, I guess that would be playing favorites. So... I'm not trying to play favorites, but I just keep thinking of good ideas for matches that would bring people in.
I mean, if Strangleheart would agree to the stipulations, then go for it. Because I mean, I just want to make sure it's fair for everybody. I don't want anybody to think that me or you are playing favorites.
Oh, Judgment is calling for a cage match. Cage match, if Strangle is up for it, a loser-leave wrestler unstoppable match. Does he have the balls for that? I know he sucks on stallions a lot. That is what your grandson just said.
So a retirement match between Judgment and Strangleheart in the steel cage.
That is what Judge wants.
Yeah, Strangleheart's up for it. Then it should be a great match. I've fought both of those fellas, and they're both definitely not slouches.
Strangleheart says pass. He doesn't have the balls to go up against the Dale.
That's all right. He doesn't want to put his career on the line. That's entirely up to him. It really is. But I'm looking forward to the match between those two.
It just kind of shows you how much people are scared of the Dale family. It definitely does.
We are tough bastards. We really are.
And I'm learning from the best.
I'm going to have to get me a refill of Guinness, so I think now would be the perfect time for a song break. Everybody.
Yeah, I think it would definitely be a good time for a song break, but we do have 5 minutes left in the show.
So if you want to call in, all the information's up there at the top. We're going to go to a quick song. We'll be right back. You're listening to Demons, Diamonds, and Drunken Irishmen.
Look at
And that was Wax Audio Thunderbusters, a little mix up between the Ghostbusters theme and AC/DC's Thunderstruck. You're listening to Demons, Diamonds, and Drunken Irishmen. I am Mike Madman Dale, alongside the beautiful Slamet.
The Sultry Diamond.
Exactly, my dear. And did you have anything else before we have to go tonight, dear?
Y'all make sure you tune in tomorrow for Back to Basics Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. That is the flagship show for the Back to Basics Network. Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, we have RAWS Happy Hours. Sunday, I don't remember what's on Sunday.
I think it's the Haggis Radio.
Yep. And I believe that is at 10 p.m. Eastern as well. And on Mondays, we have Slammy's Asylum. So make sure you tune in at 10 p.m. Eastern. If you can't tell, there's kind of a thing going on, a pattern.
That's right.
Slammy's Asylum, 10 p.m. Eastern, Mondays. We will have fun, and I will talk a little bit about what I'm going to do at RWO.
And we'll see you next Thursday night for more Demons, Diamonds, Drunk Irishmen. We'll see you then. Have a great night, everyone.
Good night, y'all. We'll be right back.